I arrive at my rented apartment just under 2 hours later. A fairly pain-free drive from the airport in my hire car. I found it on Airbnb and arranged to pay the landlady in cash so as not to have a record under my name. She was fine with a private booking when I said I'd pay double. It's painfully expensive, especially in the high season, but I only have this week booked off work, and I'm keen to get on with my plan, so I'm throwing money at the problem. The flat is tiny and stifling. The aesthetic is very much reminiscent of an 80s cosmetic clinic, but with added china dolls. I'm desperate to see the ocean and stretch my legs, but I have a limited time here, and there's work to be done. I've done my research. As much as you can do on two old bigots who have an inconsiderately minimal online presence. And I've got a good idea of where they'll be tonight. It seems, from the little I could glean from Kathleen's Facebook page, the poor love has a public account. Blessings be that old people do not understand privacy settings. That between feeling angry at the amount of Spanish people living in Spain, the Artemis seniors spend most of their time shuffling between a restaurant called Villa Bianca, which is right on the waterfront, and a casino called Dinero, just outside of town. I've booked a table at the restaurant for dinner. Let me be clear here. I have no idea what I am doing.